Wayne Henderson is a renowned acoustic guitarist. He's played at Carnegie Hall and the White House. He also builds guitars. Eric Clapton has one, so did the late Doc Watson. If you go on eBay right now and search for one of his instruments, you'll see a real beauty for nearly $25,000. That kind of price got his daughter, Jane, interested in guitar making, but she soon discovered a real passion for the craft. She's been sharing the studio with her dad for the last 5 years. Desiree Moses visited the Henderson's workshop.
Jane Henderson is hunched over a workbench, sanding the fingerboard for the neck of a custom guitar she's making.
It's hard work.
She's surrounded by shelves and countertops brimming with tools, wood, and glue bottles. Across the room, her dad's working on a smaller fingerboard for a mandolin.
Why are you drilling in the back of the baghead, or fingerboard, Daddy?
Putting in these little spikes that are going to hold that fingerboard in place.
Jane didn't plan on becoming a luthier. She earned a degree in environmental law and was facing hefty student loan debt when she saw the going rate for her dad's guitars secondhand on eBay. So she asked him to make her a guitar that she could sell to pay off her loans. But he had another idea.
I told her, you ought to make it yourself. And, oh, she couldn't do that. And I said, I'll show you exactly what to do and give you my best wood, and you make one of my guitars, and then you can put it on eBay and sell it.
She gave it a shot.
It turns out it was so fun to have this tangible thing at the end of the day. Like, here's my work. Here's what I've done. And that, I thought, was so neat. And then I got to spend legitimate time with my dad.
She enjoyed it so much that she asked her dad if she could make another, and then another.
Every time I'd come home and tell my husband about it, and he would say, you know, your face, like, when you're telling me about this, you obviously love this so much, and why don't you just do that?
So she set aside environmental law and drives the 3 hours from her home in Asheville, North Carolina, to spend a couple of weeks every month building instruments at her dad's workshop. He's been making guitars and mandolins here for 55 years, when he wasn't delivering mail for the Postal Service throughout the mountains and Christmas tree farms of Grayson County in rural Southwest Virginia, where he grew up. It's something he says he wanted to do ever since he first played a guitar at the age of 5.
I still get a big excitement out of stringing up a new instrument, even though I've done almost 700 of them. It still seemed like as exciting as ever the very first time you string up a guitar and hear what it sounds like.
As a few friends and fans look on, the shop is as much a gathering place as a workspace. Jane accompanies her dad as they test out a guitar and a ukulele.
You ready to pick one?
I guess so.
Among Wayne Henderson's more famous fans is country music star Vince Gill. 2 years ago, Wayne asked Gill to come play the annual festival Henderson puts on in his hometown. As payment, he offered Gill a handmade guitar.
And I got it when I went to the festival and played, and just fell in love with him and his family and just great people. And it felt like life used to when I was playing bluegrass.
That back porch feeling is part of what makes Henderson guitars special. That and their volume and tone, which comes partly from the wood Wayne uses.
The soundboard and the bracing is most always made out of spruce. And the back and sides of a guitar, the most common thing is rosewood from South America or India and mahogany from Central America. Of course, that wood is all getting scarcer and harder to come by now.
Some of it's also endangered. Wayne reuses wood when he can get his hands on it. He's made guitars out of an heirloom dining table and the countertops from Truman Capote's yacht. Jane likes to use local woods, walnut, maple, and oak.
I think you can use a lot of different materials if you just have an open mind, and I use the traditional techniques that my dad has taught me.
Her attitude impresses Vince Gill.
The detail and the workmanship is beautiful like Wayne's is, and that's probably because he's taught her, and she's gotten to watch such a great builder. Her blueprint of what to do is pretty astounding. So that's her normal, you dig? And I love the fact that she experiments with different woods and tries different things. You know, that's pretty neat about a young person when they try to find their own way and do things that maybe aren't the norm.
But they are in demand. She's already got a 4-year waiting list for her instruments. Her dad's is more than twice that long. The reason, she thinks, has something to do with what guitar expert and dealer George Groon once told her. that their guitars have a soul in them.
It's not just wood and glue and metal. You know, it's this really special instrument that's alive. And the player makes it come alive even more. But it's not just a guitar that's been put together. It's, as a whole, it comes into a living, breathing thing.
A thing that comes from sincere devotion and a deep connection between a daughter and her dad. For NPR News, I'm Desiree Moses.